I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Shoreline cities prep for sea level rise. A San Francisco supervisor is removed from office. Professional women's soccer moves to Treasure Island. A history museum finds a new home in Novato. And Marin County's green homes are back. Global warming is still happening, despite efforts by the Trump administration to cut climate programs. San Francisco's Bay shoreline will slowly be rebuilt in coming decades, adapted for higher seas and bigger storms. Last week, regional and city leaders met for the second annual Bay Adapt Summit. Topics included design solutions for flood-prone areas, protecting vulnerable communities, and finance. San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission has already started permitting infrastructure projects like seawalls and levees. It's also converting parts of the bay back to the way it was before Europeans arrived. BCDC's Anna Breckwald said the agency has permitted enough wetland habitat restoration to increase the bay's surface by about 394 acres. It's added 3 miles of public access trails and nearly 7 acres of open space. Cities have until 2034 to submit adaptation plans, according to state law. By 2050, the cost of shoreline adaptation is estimated to be about $110 billion, according to BCDC. But the cost of taking no action is estimated at $230 billion in damages. San Francisco's supervisor, Joel Engardio, was recalled last week in a District 4 special election. 63% of voters supported his removal. The recall was sparked by Engardio's push for Proposition K, which made permanent the closure of the Great Highway to cars. The oceanfront land has since been transformed into Sunset Dunes Park. Many District 4 residents opposed Prop K, arguing that Engardio ignored the concerns of his own constituents. In his concession speech on Tuesday, Engardio said Sunset Dunes was a success that will benefit future generations. Mayor Daniel Lurie will appoint an interim supervisor until the June 2026 election, when voters can choose Engardio's replacement. Sunset Dunes Park will remain unchanged for now. San Francisco's professional women's soccer team will soon have a new training facility on Treasure Island. Scheduled to open in 2027, the privately funded 8.5-acre complex will include 3 training fields, a nursing area for mothers, dedicated nutrition and health services, and spaces for community events. Mayor Daniel Lurie and Supervisor Matt Dorsey dug their shovels into the ground Thursday, praising the team as a shining example of sports giving back to the community. The team was started in 2023. This summer, it sold out over 40,000 seats at Oracle Park, breaking the National Women's Soccer League record for attendance. In Marin County, the Novato History Museum is set to relocate. It's happening thanks to multiple donors and a $1 million gift from the late Charmaine Burdell. Burdell was a descendant of Novato pioneers James Black and Joseph Sweetser. The Novato Historical Guild said the gift will support a $3 million renovation of the Scott House near City Hall. The Guild will fund the renovation in exchange for a 50-year operating lease from the city. Work begins next summer. The museum opening is planned for 2027. Marin County's Green Home Tour is back after happening online for a few years. The public is invited to step inside local homes to see carbon-reducing upgrades in person. Experts will conduct guided tours of heat pumps, induction stoves, solar and battery systems, gray water and rainwater recycling. Visitors will learn about all the available rebates for retrofitting their own homes. Tours will take place on Saturday, September 27th from 11 a.m. to 3 in the afternoon. To register, go to maringreenhometour.org. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.